This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And
Daryl's away tonight.
That's right. Laurel race. Also away. Normally she's on Sundays.
Yep, Laurel's also usually on Sundays, so it's you and I. I wouldn't call this, second rate. This isn't the B team. This is the A team actually replacing the B team.
I'm not going to give anybody a grade letter, Mark. I think that's condescending. So, toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Every host has their strengths and their weaknesses. Let's continue here. We'll, of course, take your calls on our Discord as well. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, you can go to discord.lrn.fm and jump into any one of those on-air call-in line rooms right there at the top of our list of chat rooms. So, let's talk about the Libertarian Party. There's a piece here at Reason.com. I guess it's actually going to be published in their January 2019 issue. Who knew they actually still published magazines over there at Reason?
A real magazine?
They say they've got an issue in January 2019, but the story's already shown up on their website here. You worked in the magazine business. They always published, like, the next month's issue that month. Like, January would be put on shelves in December. It was always kind of a weird
different
system.
Magazines do it differently. Yeah. But yes, 'tis true.
Vice presidential nominee 2016 for the Libertarian Party, Bill Weld, enthused about a Massachusetts state auditor candidate, Dan Fishman, in mid-October, saying, quote, "He's going to finish certainly no worse than second and maybe first." This is what Bill Weld had to say about a Libertarian Party candidate running this year.
Sounds really optimistic.
And once Fishman grabs all those votes, Weld declared, quote, "We're going to make a list of every campaign for whatever office this year that libertarians fare no worse than second, and we're going to take that and publicize it strongly. I think that's going to be a crevasse in the two-party monopoly." It looked like Weld might be onto something 2 weeks later when the Boston Globe took the highly unusual step of endorsing the LP candidate for a job that's been held in all living memory by Democrats. Quote, this is from the Boston Globe, "Fishman would bring a sorely needed independent streak to the office," the region's dominant newspaper proclaimed.
By the way, a newspaper that also endorses Democrats almost entirely.
"Give this libertarian a shot." So okay. Getting an endorsement from the Boston Globe.
Big deal.
Massachusetts voters declined the advice. When the smoke cleared on November 6th, the would-be libertarian auditor for the government of Taxachusetts finished not first, not second, but a distant third place. With a desultory 4.2% of the vote. The effort was enough to give the party automatic statewide ballot access for 2020, no small achievement, but not enough to stave off the national wave of nausea that afflicted so many libertarians on Election Day. President Donald Trump, who was rebuked when the House of Representatives slipped Democratic, yet emboldened by the Senate getting more Republican, chose in his 3 weeks of closing arguments not to campaign on the libertarian-friendly grounds of tax cuts, judicial appointments, regulatory reforms, and the economic growth that has thus far accompanied all three. Instead, by his own admission, he opted to whip up fear of a distant caravan of northbound asylum seekers,
right,
asserting without evidence that there were likely terrorists among them and making daily noises about the massing troops along the U.S.-Mexican border.
I did hear the claim that they caught one gang member attempting to slide through, but that, of course, just says that whatever vetting process exists worked.
And unilaterally revoking the privilege of birthright citizenship enshrined in the 14th Amendment. His final commercial about a deranged illegal immigrant cop killer was rejected on content grounds by Fox News. You know, when Fox is rejecting Republican political campaign ads, they've gone too far.
Something's happened.
Democrats, on the other hand, campaigned hard on Medicare for All, even though our current Medicare for Senior system is projected to run out of money by 2026.
Yep.
With the annual federal budget deficit zooming back north of the ominous $1 trillion threshold, despite 9 years of economic growth and a booming stock market, the two major parties have abandoned even the pretense of acknowledging fiscal reality. About the only candidate prioritizing the budget calamity was Gary Johnson, running as a Libertarian for Senate in his home state of New Mexico. He said this, "The biggest issue facing this country is the deficit. Is the debt," he told me 12 days before the election. And continuing, he said, "You know what? In 5 years, we could well be spending $1 trillion interest only on the debt."
It's true.
Young people are getting effed.
Yep, they're getting hosed.
Johnson, who had told Reason emphatically from Election Day 2016 until spring 2018 that he would never run for political office again, decided in August to get into the New Mexico race, in large part because he reckoned the LP badly needed a victory.
Also, I mean, you know, he's the former governor of New Mexico. One would think he took a statewide election twice in New Mexico, so running as a Republican, but running as a Libertarian statewide, one would presume he'd be able to do it again. You know, he's shown his mettle, as it were. He's the depending on how you slice it, he's had more vetoes than any other governor.
So according to the story here, Johnson's longtime campaign confidant Ron Nielsen said just before the announcement, he's not going into the race unless he thinks he can win. Running in the state he governed twice, and where he earned 9.3% of the presidential vote in 2016, against a GOP novice, he outfundraised, and a Democratic incumbent with low name recognition, Johnson was able to participate in debates and generate extensive media coverage.
That's about as good as you could hope for.
His first independent three-way poll in late August hinted at a shockingly competitive race, 39% for the Democrat incumbent, 21% for Johnson, and just 11% for the Republican.
Okay.
And yet on election day 2018, it brought another Libertarian bummer. The Democrat sailed to re-election with a whopping 54% of the vote, and no name, no charisma Republican, Mr. Mike Rich, or Mick Rich, apparently, doubled up on Johnson, 31% to 15%.
Mm.
What happened? Well, let's talk about it coming up here.
My guess is psychology.
That's what I want to get into coming up here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Matthew's on the line in Louisiana to start things out here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah. First, an update on that situation with Patreon. A lot of the big YouTubers are now moving their support base to a relatively, until now, obscure site called Subscribestar. So Sargon has already moved. V is still debating the point. He's like, yeah, I got all these in Tim Pool. You know, they're like, I got all these people on Patreon, but I'm really starting to feel nervous about what they're doing. So we'll see how all that shakes out. And then a raft of new fun gun control bill. Like, I believe New York State has decided that if you want to own a gun, you must buy a $1 million dollar liability policy.
Now, wait, isn't this just a bill?
It is currently up for debate.
It's just been proposed. It hasn't passed.
Right, and there's another state that has...
There's a bunch of crazy crap that gets proposed out there that, you know, doesn't pass. I'm not saying it won't in a state like New York, which is the least free of all the 50 states by far. So, I mean, it is plausible that something like that could pass there, but it's hard to get all whipped up about, you know, one of hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of bills that have been submitted.
Some loony legislator put something in, and they're going to talk about it. There have been Libertarian articles suggesting the idea of liability insurance for gun owners, that this would be the way that people could retain their gun rights, but at the same time be responsible for their actions. Certainly, one can do $1 million worth of damage with a gun, and when it comes to insurance, in many cases, Libertarians differ on whether or not one should have to have car insurance and that sort of thing. Somebody may call it responsible. Somebody may call it tyranny. And it gets difficult.
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight, man. I wouldn't sweat it until it actually passes, but I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. New York, another state where the Libertarians worked hard for a governor election and didn't get a whole lot out of it. There's more coming up here in moments. We'll talk about the Libertarian Party and its future, or lack thereof.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink cameras alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us here on the radio. Our number on on this live Sunday edition is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can join us there and get on the air with us and sound almost like you're here in the studio over at discord.lrn.fm. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon,
that's very bad,
whose blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. And blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. If you're traveling over the holidays, blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets and from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable, and Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday for the deals. That's blinkprotect.com/holiday, and Blink is an Amazon company. So tonight we open up the show with what appears to be just an editorial or opinion piece over at Reason Magazine, Reason.com, written by Matt Welch, who's I think one of the main editors over there.
He's big chief wahoo over there.
Kind of doing a recap of the Libertarian Party's best bets in 2018 and how they ultimately fell basically pretty flat on their faces, giving the example of a Massachusetts state auditor candidate, Dan Fishman, who was even endorsed by the Boston Globe, didn't do very well at all. I mean, he did get 4.2%, which did get the party statewide ballot access in 2020, so could have done worse.
We had statewide ballot access here in New Hampshire.
We did.
I'm, you know, across the board, and I don't know of a Libertarian that got more than 5%.
I think Brandon Finney, who was the incumbent Libertarian, the guy who one of the three guys who flipped from Libertarian or from Republican or Democrat to a Libertarian while in office, he ran for re-election. I think he pulled about 10%,
but
did not win.
Right. So no Libertarian, won, that's for sure.
Right. And then they give the example of Gary Johnson, who's the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate for two years, so 2012 and 2016, who ran for the state Senate, or not state Senate, but the U.S. Senate seat
in
New Mexico.
A state that he was the two-time, at which he was the two-time governor.
Yeah, and ultimately did not do particularly well, only pulling 15% in that particular race, and getting into the debates and getting extensive media coverage and everything.
The polls even suggested he was going to do well, which, that's part of the psychology of this, is that people won't vote Libertarian because they don't think the Libertarian's going to do well, which, of course, makes no sense, because, A, your vote's not going to make a difference in the outcome of the election, so you might as well throw it to the person you want to throw it to. I can't remember what B is.
Political fear and loathing, it turns out, is no friend to independent and third-party candidates. The most telltale math in New Mexico 2 weeks before the election was the partisan intensity of early voting. By then, around 15% each of registered Democrats, who comprised 45% of New Mexico's voters, and Republicans, who comprised 29%, had already cast a ballot. The quarter of the voting population that doesn't affiliate with a major party, only 7% of those had voted early. As we learned in 2016, when voters feel revulsion toward a candidate or party, they are likely to go for the alternative with the best chance to defeat the bad guy. In a high turnout midterm like 2018, minor parties undershoot their polling projections by massive amounts. The most anticipated of the 22 Libertarian races for governor, for example, was rising party star Larry Sharp in New York, an energetic, fast-talking campaigner with a premature talent for fundraising, preternatural.
Yeah.
Preternatural. What does that word mean?
It means other than natural. He's a star.
Like supernatural, but not quite super?
Yeah. Preternatural would be something other than natural. Supernatural would be better than natural.
I see.
It's the use of the term preternatural. I mean, it's an opportunity to use the word.
Sharp brought an impressive $450,000 in a contest against unloved Democratic incumbent Andrew Cuomo and faceless Republican Mark Molinaro, and two other minor party candidates. 1 week before the election, Sharp confidently predicted, to me, he'd get at least 10%. Turns out his decimal was in the wrong place.
Oh,
he
gosh.
Pulled just 1.6%, behind even Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, 1.7. Yes, the
he
LP
couldn't beat the Green Party, who had he'd probably outraised funds by 10 times.
Yeah. Yes, the LP achieved state ballot access for the first time in history, but that low showing came as a demoralizing shock. WTF is going on? Wisconsin Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Phil Anderson messaged me on election night, and no wonder. In a toss-up race that incumbent Republican Scott Walker eventually lost, Anderson's pre-election polling, average of 4.2%, had collapsed to a barely visible 0.8%. Eight Libertarian candidates for governor were polling higher than the Democratic-Republican point spread on election eve, but zero repeated the trick once the votes were counted.
Yeah, what happens is that people get closer and closer to the election. They get more
nervous
that their guy's not going to win or their gal.
That the worst person will win is what
they're
nervous about.
The worst person will win. And so then they begin going for what they know, which is the other party. Not to say that it makes a difference, because it generally doesn't. But I can kind of see, like, for instance, here's a scenario. It's obviously a ludicrous scenario. But let's say in a fantasy world, you get to vote last. And you already know the results of all the other votes. Now, none of us know that when we go to the polls.
Right.
But if it was a situation of the Democrat and the Republican are tied, and the Libertarian has 1%, well, you've got to ask yourself, what are you going to do here with your vote? Are you going to throw it to the Libertarian so they have 1% plus one vote, whatever that might be? Or are you going to throw it to the Democrat or the Republican, deciding between who is worse or who is better? Because you can decide the in this fantasy situation, you get to decide the outcome between the two major parties,
mm-hmm.
but throwing your vote to the minor party doesn't make a difference. Now, this almost never happens. Like, the likelihood of this occurring, but humans are bad at probabilities. So they imagine that this scenario is the scenario in every single election. So there you go.
It gets worse. The three state legislators who had previously switched from Republican to Libertarian once in office, Nebraska State Senator Laura Ebke and New Hampshire State Reps Brandon Finney and Caleb Dyer, all faced their first election wearing the L.
There was a third one in New Hampshire, but they didn't run again.
That person moved out of his district during his tenure.
Yeah.
And all lost badly. Mayor Jeff Hewitt of tiny Calamansa, California, took his...
I can't imagine too many people... I mean, I don't know. I'd love to talk to these guys and really get an opportunity to ask them some questions. But what did
Which guys? The candidates?
Yeah, the candidates that switched. What did you think was going to happen? Did you think you were going to switch to the Libertarian Party? And did you really think you were going to win? Did you think you were going to pull this off? Or was this just a way to sort of bow out gracefully and, get your, accolades for switching?
I don't know. I mean, they did run campaigns, so they were trying to win.
Right.
I don't know if they thought they could win. I'm not sure what they thought.
I don't know.
I mean, a lot of these candidates will say they think they have a chance to win simply because they don't want to say that the truth that is that they don't.
If you want somebody to vote for you, you've got to say you have a chance to win.
Right. So we're coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I admitted that I wasn't expecting to win, but I still got 2% of the vote, which is your typical kind of Libertarian vote percentage in my race. We're coming up here in moments. I even said I wouldn't even take office.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfhillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nick Ayers was considered a top contender to replace outgoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, but he apparently doesn't want the job. Sources now say Ayers, who's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will go to work at a political action committee instead. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he'd heard the reports that President Trump and Kelly weren't getting along.
In my tenure, a little less than a year now, I think a lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being mentioned as a replacement now, as is Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're doing a live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about your favorite part of Bitcoin.com. What do you like over at Bitcoin.com?
Personally, I like the videos. So if you go to
the YouTube channel?
Yeah, they got a YouTube channel, and Roger Ver does a weekly sort of news roundup of thing, all things crypto, mostly all things Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash oriented. But I think that, to me, I just I like that kind of delivery. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, upbeat, gives me all the good news of the crypto world. I can find the bad news. Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
It's all over
the mainstream media.
Yeah. But I'm looking for the good news. And to some extent, I mean, I don't want to get a skewed picture, but the news, bad news, will give you a skewed picture too. So I like that, and to see all the different innovations, all the things they're working on. And so, you know, YouTube.com, look for Bitcoin.com.
So we're talking about a critical piece, I would say, over at Reason.com regarding the Libertarian Party and how difficult it can be, even when the Libertarian Party gets all the things they wanted, right? So every Libertarian candidate wants to get into the debates.
Yep.
They want to get the media attention. They want to have people talking about their campaign. They want to be known. They want to be have people be aware of the fact that they exist so they can actually, you know, consider the Libertarian viewpoint and maybe actually vote for it. Unfortunately, the article here is just going through a laundry list of candidates who showed promise, but ultimately fell flat, basically, on their face. I mean, yeah, a couple of them did get the Libertarian Party, say, in New York, even though their candidate did very poorly compared to the amount of money that he raised. They did manage to qualify for ballot access, which, of course, when those sorts of things happen, it buoys the entire party. They get very excited. You know, the Libertarians that might have said, well, I'm willing to move to New Hampshire. Oh, wait, nope, we got ballot access. I'm just going to stick it out here in New York and keep banging my head against the wall, because now that we have ballot access, we can bang more heads against the wall in more races.
I don't know that, I don't know that the Libertarian Party is the solution to, political things out there. It just doesn't seem like it's going to make a difference. Ultimately, every once in a while, some independent somewhere will get elected. Sometimes libertarians can get on, school boards and town, meetings and things like that where they don't have parties. There's something that'll slip through, as it were, since there's no party on the ballot. But that that pervasive thinking that people have, which is, well, mama and daddy were Republicans or Democrats, whatever they might be, and it's just hard to beat that. And I don't know how you do it. It's not the way to at this point.
I don't know if it's possible.
There's never been a viable third party.
Not in this country, at least.
Not in this country. So
in other countries where there's a parliamentary system,
all kinds of that.
But many choices.
We don't have a parliamentary system.
Right.
And so, at one point there was the Federalists and the Whigs and stuff like that. But
there were still two parties.
Once the Democratic Republicans came on the scene, they were a major party. Then another party just basically implodes as the same time the Democratic Republicans split.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. By the way, it was Andrew Jackson was the first Democrat elected. So,
Mayor Jeff Hewitt, this is back to Reason.com, a few more thoughts from them. Jeff Hewitt of tiny Cala Mesa, California, took his crusade against the Golden State's overweening and unsustainable public sector pension system to the campaign for a much larger seat on the Riverside County Board of Supervisors, and was an agonizing 360 votes short as of press time. Insurgent Wyoming State House candidate Bethany Baldus came so close to unseating incumbent Republican Majority Leader David Miller that she was erroneously reported as the winner on election night, only to eventually lose by 53 votes. For those not keen on third-party politics, the above list of disappointments may elicit a shrug, but there were concrete policy plans tethered to these losing libertarians. Ebke, that was the state senator from Nebraska, who was in office as a libertarian after she'd changed from Republican while in office, authored what has become the model occupational licensing reform bill in America. Hewitt weaned his city off the state and county fire department bureaucracies and all the unfunded mandates and pensions they require. Finney helped make it legal for visiting bands to drink on stage in New Hampshire. When allowed to, these candidates inject sorely needed libertarian policy and philosophy into our moribund status debates. While Republicans Rand Paul and Mike Lee are still in the Senate, and Representatives Justin Amash and Thomas Massey retain their House seats handily, elected libertarianism has rarely looked so defeated.
Yeah, if you compare that in New Hampshire, the performance of libertarians versus the performance of liberty-minded people, I'm just going to use this broader term, inside the Republican Party, it is like there's a chasm between the difference. And libertarians can't get elected to save their lives. They can flip, and I think that was a real victory for the libertarians, but
at
victory.
What cost?
What meaning?
Because presumably the libertarians who had been Republicans who'd flipped to libertarian while in office probably would have gotten reelected had they stayed.
One
as
would
Republicans.
Presume that the incumbent, had the incumbent stayed in what particular party they were in, would have.
But they were so upset with the internal party politics.
It sucks.
That, you can't blame somebody for not wanting to deal with being whatever pressured or targeted or whatever it was that they were having to deal with as Republicans.
I get that, but to some extent, that's just what's going on in your head. If you choose to decide that this is how I'm going to operate here at the state capitol, libertarians do it all the time, or liberty-minded people who become Republicans and Democrats do it all the time here in New Hampshire. There are lots of people who have decided to work within the two different parties' apparatus. Just say, it takes an R and a D or a D to get elected. All right, which town? Let's see, what's it like in my town? Okay, this is an R, red town? Fine, I'm an R.
Yeah.
And That's it.
Well, I mean, that's the part about getting elected. But what they were frustrated with, having sure. you know, interviewed them, we've talked to them, was that once they were in, was all the political wrangling that went on within, like, the caucus of the Republican state reps.
Right.
And all the, you know, I don't know how to exactly describe it because I haven't been in the midst of it
like
myself.
How did people like Mark Warden? And so many others that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance have handed out Legislator of the Year to mm-hmm. that have gotten A's through yeah. the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Not to say the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is perfect on every issue. Daryl can probably list the things that they're wrong on. However, you can say that the candidates they endorse are much more likely to be elected than the Libertarians are. So, you know, I'll take the 90%er candidate over the 100%er candidate, the 90%er is going to yeah. win.
All I'm saying is, Mark, whatever pressures they were dealing with within yeah. the party were too much for them, and they decided they would rather not deal with it, and they wanted to do their own thing, and that's why they left, ultimately. Because I think that if they
they're not dealing with the pressure now.
That's true. A little bit more here from Reason. Libertarians are accustomed to being outnumbered and excel at playing long-game strategies, often far outside of the cyclical sugar highs of electoral politics. As bad as 2018 was, 2008 was in many ways worse, but that election also sparked a backlash that brought the Pauls, Masseys, and Amashas of the world to Washington. As disappointing as November 2018 felt for the LP, the party did emerge in a stronger position for 2020, when it will be the only minor party with a spot on all 50 state ballots. American politics moves fast, so the next 2 years may yet feature more political libertarianism than we can currently fathom, as hard as that may be to believe after Election Day. That's
right.
the story.
So that's one thing that one can say about a libertarian vote. A libertarian vote sends a warning to the both parties, mm-hmm. but I gotta say, it largely sends a warning to the Republican Party that, listen, you better pay attention. You better stick to your values or our values or whatever those values are. And you better run a you better be good while you're there, and, because otherwise we're going to vote for this person. And, you know, it could be
meaningful. Why are you saying that it says that to the Republicans?
For well, I can tell you out in Arizona, the Democrats often give the Libertarians money.
What do you mean by that? Why?
Why do they do that? Because they believe that the Libertarian vote draws from the Republicans and not the
Democrats. That's just their belief.
I don't.
The fact is, Libertarians draw votes from all over the place.
You
Democrats,
say that,
Republicans.
But you don't do politics for a living. Those people that run Democratic campaigns do.
Non-voters, no party
okay.
affiliations. Those are where Libertarian
You've got
votes
evidence
come,
for that.
Come from.
But they've
There's
got
more coming
too.
Up here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Should the Libertarian Party give up? It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want to discuss here on our live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, is the ACLU abandoning civil liberties? That's what the Foundation for Economic Education is saying at the national level. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight, and also want to make sure that you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. It is a way for you to support what we do here at Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that we are getting the ideas of liberty out there, 7 nights per week live. We're on over 190 radio stations from coast to coast in the United States and beyond. If you like that and you want to see us get on 300 or 400 stations, it's possible, but we just need your support. It helps us a lot getting on new stations. That's why we have the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we've been throwing out shout-outs, appreciation to our Free Talk Live amplifiers. Joe Pesci apparently is a Free Talk Live amplifier. He is a gold amplifier, which means that he's given $10 per month. Now, we only ask for $5, but he's doing $10, and we appreciate that over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get some perks, of course, for your donation. You get access.
You get to be one. You get to be one of the few that are Confederates here of Joe Pesci.
Yeah, apparently. Who knew? So, does he still do movies anymore, Joe Pesci?
He does if he gets enough money.
I imagine so. I don't recall the last time he was in a newer film. But anyway, he's out there supporting Free Talk Live, and you can also do the same thing over at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, you can, in addition to using PayPal and credit card, you can also contribute with Bitcoin, BTC. So you can contribute in different ways, and as I say, get access to special perks like the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Reason.com with a difficult article for libertarians summarizing some of the libertarian candidates with the best chances in this year's race, or races in 2018, who ultimately fell pretty flat on their faces. There was a couple few of them that did better than 10%, but many of them were expected to do much, much better than that, and they really didn't do that. And so, you know, it does beg the question here. I mean, I think the headline on the story asks a question that they didn't really get into in the story. The story just ended up being kind of a summary of the libertarian failures in 2018. But the headline here, the Libertarian Party future perennially out of reach. And, Mark, you touched on a reason why.
This is a big deal for a reason, is that they have to, some percentage of Reason's supporters, the people that give money to Reason and buy their magazine and, you know, they're a not-for-profit organization. They, you know, their supporters out there are Libertarian Party members. So is brave, and one can, one can forgive them for not going all the way, like not going for the jugular on this one. And I don't want to go for the jugular either, but I made the decision some time ago, if the Republican Party was good enough for Ron Paul, who ran for president
as a libertarian
in 1988, switched parties and proceeded to become, I think, a 12-term?
It was a lot of terms.
Yeah, it was a lot of terms, representative in Texas.
He did, yeah.
Look, you know, do you want to win or do you want to push the party? You can push the party. But at this point, winning is unlikely. Are you going to do, for whom are you, will you do more good? Will you do more good as a party pressuring the Republican Party and perhaps the Democrat Party, to stay on the straight and narrow? Maybe. That's certainly a possibility.
I mean, arguably, they've done nothing to straighten out the Republican Party in any way, shape, or form.
We don't have
when the Ron Paul Republicans were trying to get Ron Paul, you know, a fair shake from the Republican Party, they had their microphones turned off. These were the state conventions and caucuses and things like that in 2008 and 2012. You know, their microphones were shut off. They were rules changes were put into place last minute. Obscure rules were enforced that were never enforced. You know, all kinds of things.
They were always enforced in a way that benefited the
status quo.
Yeah, the one that wasn't Ron Paul, basically. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not to say that they're. I'm sure they can point out some victories, and the Libertarians can also point out a few victories here and there. As well. And I'm not saying that the Libertarians are wasting their time. I think it is valuable to have a principled Libertarian. If you can have a principled Libertarian in a race, I think there's a value to that, because then you've got somebody talking about liberty. You've got somebody talking about the non-aggression principle. Unfortunately, many Libertarian candidates leave a lot to be desired in that area, and they're not promoting the principles of liberty. They're just trying to water down the principles and sound more like a Republican or a Democrat. And I think that ultimately, if those are the kind of Libertarian candidates you have, they're better off not being there at all.
I would prefer to have a choice. So I'm likely to vote for the Libertarian in, say, the presidential race. It's unlikely, like highly unlikely, that me or anybody who's listening to me will ever cast a vote in a presidential election that will make a difference. Not that it won't count, but it just won't matter.
Mm-hmm.
If the totals are 1,000,000 to 900,000, your one vote will count. It just won't matter, because you're not, you don't have 100,000 votes. You only have one. So When it comes to those options, I'd like to have at least a more libertarian option. I voted for Gary Johnson in the recent presidential election because the Libertarians were on the ballot in the vast majority of states. He had an opportunity to win, and he was a better choice, to my mind, less distasteful than Trump and Clinton.
I'll give you that much.
So I went right ahead and voted for him, and I'm happy that I did. And I'm a Republican who has held Republican office before.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, so my point here is I don't know what the best solution is, but I do have to say that at least here in New Hampshire, where the Republican and Democrat parties, especially here in Cheshire County, they tend to be dominated by elderly people.
Yeah, sure.
I was at the Republican Party meeting. They had like an organizational meeting this month, this weekend. I went to that for the first time ever, and probably 90 to 95% of the attendees were over the age of 60.
Yeah,
very very few. In fact, well, I was talking with a couple of the younger guys there, and we were talking about the fact that nobody was there who was younger, and they claim the same thing's true with the Democratic Party in the area as well. So I do have to wonder if the Libertarians who have been infiltrating the Republicans and Democrats, they haven't I think they might have had the right idea. It almost seems like that is more politically viable. I mean, as a libertarian, you're going to have a tough time anywhere simply because your ideas seem so different, that the idea of non-aggression is pretty much antithetical to the whole idea of the state on its own. You've got a tough road to hoe just getting those ideas out there. But maybe it would be easier to do that from within the old party structure, especially where those old party structures are weak by lack of participation and elderly participants. That's not to say that there won't be new elderly participants as the current crop of boomers,
right,
you know, becomes elderly and finds more free time to get involved in said Republican or Democratic parties. But that said, there's something also to be said for younger people getting involved at a sort of an earlier phase and, you know, getting into positions of influence within the party.
Right. Over time. There's an activist here who was named Activist of the Year by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. His name's Keith Carlson, and he got in probably in his 20s, began participating in Republican politics in the state of New Hampshire, and he is, you know, last I check, I don't get to talk to him even every year. I don't get to talk to him that often. But he, you know, he's a big wig. What he says matters to the Republican Party because he's given so much.
Really?
They don't want to lose him. Now, you walk in and you're all opinions and no support. And by support, I mean time or money.
Yeah.
Because that's what they want.
Well, there's no way I'm going to give time to promote Republican candidates. You know, that they're not principled. They're not libertarians. They're not going to get my support.
He's more flexible on that than you are, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say, if you had enough people to get involved, and this is why I think that the infiltration of the major parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, is a viable strategy in New Hampshire. Because we've got people here. We've got a large contingent of libertarians who's been moving here as part of the New Hampshire freedom migration.
You could still surreptitiously, move in. You just always talk the Republican talk, but vote the libertarian vote when you get in, and I think that you'd do better. You can't compromise yourself and say something that sounds too Republican, right? Like, you're pro-liberty every issue, every time, and those are the words that are going to come out of your mouth. And thank God you make a great talk show host when you do that. But there are people out there that say Republican things and vote libertarian ways. And those people can certainly move through the Republican Party. I can't speak to the Democratic Party. I don't know that much about it.
We definitely need people infiltrating the Democratic Party as well. And I think that's... We'll see how it goes. I mean, I'll certainly report back to you guys here on the air as far as how this this process has been going for me and what my experience has been as somebody who is not going to compromise while also trying to be in part of one of these major parties. There's more coming up here. Hour number two is next. It's Free Talk Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.